Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. And in the studio with me is a horticulturist from the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, Scott Berline, here to talk about Plant Trials Day at the Cincinnati Zoo, the second annual Plant Trials Day, coming up on Wednesday the 29th. You can find out more information at our website, wvxu.org. But I brought Scott into the studio to talk about some of the speakers who will be there and what exactly plant trials are. So, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So, let's define plant trials. I had not heard of plant trials before, and after I read some of this material, it all became clear, but please educate us.
I guess at its simplest, at its most basic, plant trials is trying plants. We're fortunate at the zoo that we get to try hundreds of varieties of new plants that come into us from producers. So, in our case, what we try to do is evaluate them more carefully and try them for both aesthetic beauty and how well they function and perform in the garden, and then get the word out to people in the community.
Well, you say new plants. A lot of folks say, I thought plants were just plants. What do you mean by new plants?
Well, I heard a quote the other day that nobody from a nursery owner that nobody comes in asking for old plants. They always want to know what the new plants are. And The nursery industry is more than happy to oblige. They put out new plants every year, new colors, new forms, sometimes better, more vigorous plants. They just put them out there and see what works.
So this is almost as if I'm buying plants for my house, I want to try something. I'm planting a vegetable garden, and I haven't tried this type of squash.
Exactly. And if you have some time in the winter to go through the trial data that's out there from the zoo, from other people or from Plant Trials Day, you can grow a better garden. You can find out the plants that do well in our area, vegetables, annuals, perennials, trees, shrubs, the whole gamut.
Well, it's interesting because I know I find myself, I know I want to grow jalapeno peppers.
And
just go out and get jalapeno peppers. But there are many varieties of peppers.
Yeah, there's probably a dozen jalapeno varieties out there or things that are similar, maybe more,
So this is the second annual Plant Trials Day. Very successful last year.
Extremely successful.
It's really growing. So people are interested in finding that new plant to put in their garden.
It's about that, but it's also just a day of celebrating great plants. So we've got, it's all revolves around plants. It's all great speakers who are talking about plants. Our experience with plants at the zoo. So if you love to garden, and especially if you love plants, whether you're really just a beginner or, a top plantsman, really, you're going to find something in this program that you're really going to enjoy. You're going to come home with a lot of ideas.
I see it does cover the gamut. We're talking from everything from small stuff right up to the trees.
Yes.
So, but let's talk about some of the guests who will be at the Plant Trials Day on Wednesday, August 29th.
Yeah.
One from a label I know, Proven Winners,
right.
Carrie
right.
Meyer, a project manager, is coming
she
in.
She is a very successful plant breeder that works now with Proven Winners. She's been with Ball Flora. I've talked to her on the phone, just a great, knowledgeable person, been really supportive of the zoo, really helpful to us. Proven Winners has been very generous to us over the years. And she's worked through the whole process from working with breeders, getting the material through the pipeline and out to growers into the trialing programs. Extremely knowledgeable person.
Yeah, well, you say trialing programs, and please explain that, because that's research. It's not just like I go out and, I want to try that plant and stick it in the ground.
Yeah, it can range quite a bit, too, with the different trial programs. We have our trial program. We plant out 20,000 annuals a year, roughly, but we also are a display garden. We have to make the zoo look good for our visitors. So we trial in a skewed sort of way towards success. We use a lot of the plants we know and get them labeled and out there for the consumer, the visitors to come look at. And then when we get the new stuff that we don't know how well it's going to perform, we kind of put that in the back areas, try it for a little while. And if after 2 or 3 years it's impressed us, out it goes to the front gate, to the front entry area. And then we do these type of programs. We do a lot of speaking and different programs. We put material out there for the public. But Jimmy Turner, one of our other speakers, he's at the Dallas Arboretum. They trial 2.9 million bedding plants a year.
Wow.
We plant 100,000 tulips, and you know what that looks like. Mm-hmm. They plant out 500,000. So they're doing what we're doing on steroids, and they do it more a little bit more methodically. I think they plant out in blocks. A lot of the universities plant out in blocks. And just put it out there, whether they know it's going to do well or not. They just put it out there and trial it, and then they report that material, the results of those testings, too.
And this is just observing the plants, seeing how much water they need,
right.
Et cetera?
In some cases, they'll say, we don't water, or we only water this much. We're trying to match homeowner conditions as well as we can. In other cases, it's like us, we need success, so we're watering, we're irrigating, we're fertilizing, we're doing all of that, but... Yeah, a lot of good information is out there for gardeners if they want to hit the internet and look for it.
Well, you talked about Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum, and he'll be delivering a talk about something that, well, I'm sure many gardeners are finding this season or whatever, hot summers, and talking about annuals that can take the heat.
And, right, and that, you know, one thing about that, if it can take Dallas conditions and the plants that he's going to report on, I feel pretty certain if he recommends a plant, I may well try it here in Cincinnati, especially if we're facing summers like this one, you know, more and more frequently.
Yes.
But it's interesting. You'll find some plants don't transfer well from one region of the country to another, certain plants. But others that appear on the best of lists from the trials from Alabama, Florida, Michigan, Cincinnati, elsewhere, it's interesting.
So this is talk about some of the other topics that'll be covered.
I'm really excited about one of our speakers, Richard Olson from the National Arboretum. He comes through just a chain of his resume is extremely impressive. He's been through the NC North Carolina State University program, which is one of the best in the country for horticulture. Then he went from there to University of Georgia, one of the best in the country for his master's, back to NC State for his doctorate. And now he's in the National Arboretum in the breeding program that's been in place for 50 years maybe and has produced some of the best plants in the country. So I've heard him speak elsewhere, and he's outstanding. He'll be talking about some of the greatest trees and shrubs out there and also some in the pipeline.
And you also have speakers from the Cincinnati Zoo itself.
Yeah.
Steve Fultz and Kyra McKinney. Well, and you.
And myself.
And you.
Yeah, I hope I don't screw up too badly. Yeah, all of us, we got a lot of talent at the Cincinnati Zoo and a lot of experience with years of growing a lot of material. So the great thing about the zoo is it's poor soils, it's city conditions, it's hot, it's dry. If it grows there for us, then almost any gardener in the region can grow a plant successfully.
Well, it's the second annual Plant Trials Day at the zoo. The first very successful. This very successful day might be sold out. So you have to check with through our website, wvxu.org, to go to the zoo website to
exactly,
find out.
Exactly, and find out, yeah, if we still have seats open.
Yeah, if the registration's still open. And it's not just all sitting around talking about plants. There's some socializing that goes on.
Oh, yeah. We horticulturists, we like beer and socializing and networking. And so afterwards, we're having a little beer tasting, and you can rub elbows with, I'll tell you what, the registrants we have so far are just powerhouse people. I've recognized about a third of them as some of the best horticulturists in the region. So in addition to rubbing elbows with the speakers, you can talk to some of the best people in town for plant knowledge. It'll be great.
Well, always beautiful to visit the zoo and see the botanical gardens that are so well taken care of.
We appreciate that.
Well, thanks for bringing a little bit about Plant Trials Day to us this morning.
Oh, more than happy to. Thank you for having me.
Scott Berline, a horticulturist with the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. Plant Trials Day at the Cincinnati Zoo, the second annual, is Wednesday, August 29th. As we said, registration running tight, sold out last year, might sell out this year, so... check our website and see if you'd like to go, if there is a space for you. You can find that link to the Plant Trials Day site on the Cincinnati Zoo site at our website, wvxu.org.